T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, it's WTIC on a Friday evening, getting ready for a very special weekend, I hope, because that's what they're all supposed to be. That's what they all are by definition, structurally. Joining us now, Bishop John Selders. He is the Assistant Dean of Students at Trinity. He's a regular here on the program. Hello there, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Todd?
Rocking and rolling. Excited about Friday.
It is Friday, the weekend. It is that.
Yes, indeed. So before we get on to other things, you gave us a nice update on what's happening at your place of employment regarding the transition of kids back to school. Any updates you want to share?
No updates. We are carrying on like all of the many professors and professionals in higher education across the state and across this country. A number of us are struggling with the realities of what that means. And, of course, higher ed is no different than, local schools and teachers and administrators, principals and board of ed folk who are trying to figure out what to do. And quite frankly, doing it kind of on our own, within our own spaces and places. That's an ode to there's not much help coming from a national strategy. We all are kind of on our own, and that's great. We're doing what we need to do, I believe.
So you don't feel like there's a strong state strategy for dealing with COVID?
I don't think there's a strong national strategy. And,
well, yes, but that would be unnoticeable, I think, if you felt that the state was doing a good job. So I'm just wondering if that's what you mean to suggest, that the state is not giving you the information you need or what have you.
I think the state is doing the best job it can. I think, I would say that they're giving the guidelines that we need. So, no, I'm not signaling at all that the state is not being helpful. I think the state is doing what the state needs to do. And certainly they're partnering with New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts. We're all in Rhode Island. I think there is a strong regional presence and of support. So, yes.
An outside source, say the federal government, might be working on that could help colleges like Trinity?
Well, I don't know if the federal government could help our college, because we're a private institution. But I think in terms of what might be helpful would be the kinds of what I would call general standardized guidelines in relationship to things like what should be the principal procedures for a return to campus, for example, a return back to school. How might testing happen in schools? What are the best practices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Those are the kinds of helps. So that when groups of people, whoever those folk are that are the responsible folk, are not left to have to do some of that work independently mm-hmm. and in isolation. That those are the kinds of things in other efforts and in other disciplines and in other arenas that are often given to local folk. And I'm not just talking about COVID and my school or any school,
right.
but that there's some national guidelines that then can be used and applied or not applied, because every situation is different, every particular is different.
But that's why
scratch.
Yeah, but there's certainly a lot of information out there. I just want to push this a little bit because it goes to philosophical differences. And for me, I'm so concerned that whatever the government entity is, whether it's the state or the federal, but if you imagine the federal government issuing guidelines for schools, and as you point out, every school's different. So Trinity's totally different from UConn, I assume from Wesleyan. And the idea, even just think about the difference of UConn versus a school like yours. It seems to me good that you guys are innovating and trying to create your own solution, and that UConn has its own approach. And I wouldn't want a government entity stepping in and telling you they've got the thing, because they like to do one size fits all, and they like to portray themselves as the saviors. And the federal government might even say, well, you have to do it this way or they'll cut off federal funds. It seems like a can of worms to me getting them involved.
So I can appreciate your position. I say that just like with and this is where I think you and I would maybe agree, this notion or idea that we are the United States of America, there are some things that hold us together. While each individual state has its own autonomy in many instances, we're held together with some large themes, some large through lines, some very large what I would call seams and fabric lines, right? So if we are, then I think it is the responsibility in this case or any other case to give guidance and to give a direction, so that then, again, and I'll repeat, that we're not just starting from scratch. We can innovate because we can. We have the authority and the sovereign authority to do so. And yet, in places and spaces where we've never gone before, a direction would be helpful, and the resource of the federal government, for example, to offer those that kind of support is in fact what I would be looking for, so that I don't have to start from scratch, that I don't, because with anything we do, you know, you reference the other folks down the street that kind of do what you do, but maybe do it differently. You see, you know, a business will open up a restaurant, and, you know, they can't, you know, the same kind of burger. Well, mine has a different kind of flavor on the burger, but, you know, how much do burgers go for down the street? Well, if there was some guidance around, here's the range of burgers, then I can make my own decision. I'm not trying to take away autonomy, but I am suggesting that one of the reasons our this United States works is that we work in collaboration with, not totally in isolation.
We're talking to Bishop John Selders. Hold on, sir. So you hit a nerve there talking about hamburgers, because I don't want any government involvement with my hamburgers, and I think those should be left entirely to the private sector. And I think most things we're better off, because the importance of a nice, juicy, outstanding burger, and a cheeseburger I prefer, I mean, the government will make a mess of that if we give them a chance to.
Yes, the government will. But I can tell you what would be helpful, as I understand how to price my burger and the cost of my burger. I don't want to outprice my competitor. I don't want to be outprice the market. And yet I want to be competitive. And so I think it is in those cases where we can work together, so that we offer variety, we offer difference, we offer our uniqueness. And then, you know, if you want to, you know, get in the market, then fight for your customers.
Are you guys doing anything to communicate with other institutions to learn from their approaches, or do you do this I mean, what exactly are the, if you know, how you come to the conclusions for what kind of protocols to have for back to school and all?
Well, I think with any of it, and I know some, and I know what some other institutions are using and going by. We do talk, and we work in collaboration with, and we are related to other institutions. And just like with any other business, car dealerships and manufacturers are talking with each other. There are places and spaces where they are lending support and talking about this is how it works. Any profession and any business that's in that particular thing that they do, widget making, they're in conversation and collaboration with. And so institutions of higher ed, they have all been talking in all kinds of ways, via conferences, the way they are clustered together, and sometimes with their national orgs providing some guidance, sometimes not. But, yes.
I know it's not applying to you, but there's been controversy in the state over decision-making regarding high school sports, and I wonder what your feeling is as you see that. If you are interested in commenting, just because it shows it's really where the desire of the community to have some normalcy hits whatever the real dangers of the virus are, and hidden behind that danger of the virus is the danger of succumbing to the virus culturally, not getting sick from it, but allowing it to dismantle our economy and our way of life. And how do you think about balancing those things?
Sure. You're right. I'm not in that game specifically, no pun intended. But what I would say, as a citizen in this state, who does have a granddaughter who is a budding athlete, what I would hope that we do is take into consideration the safety of these young people. And I think that's everybody's, at the bottom, the end of it, we want safety for all of our students and for all of our young people. And I do think, there is a balance of to be struck with normalcy as it relates to safety. And I think we ought to be in a full conversation about it all. I think that's the same conversation, obviously with different elements, but the same conversation that defund the police, for example, offers us an opportunity to have a full-throated conversation about how we structure ourselves and include these pressure points and the balance that needs to occur. Some folk, in that case, some folk get to live in a community that doesn't feel like living in and under police occupation. Some communities are not; they're free of that. So, how do we strike that balance? And I think this is good for us, isn't it? That we can.
Well,
we
I
can
don't.
Have a
I like the conversations. I don't hear the conversation you're referring to with regard to defund the police. To me, defund the police is a phrase that has been spoken and repeated, and I don't even know if anybody knows what it means.
Well, nobody knows what it means. Which is what I'm suggesting. We get to decide what it means. We get to decide and nuance it. Let's jump in, and that's what I think any of these conversations have. When we say controversies, that means that there are some people on one side and there's some people on the other side. I would contend there are people on all around this conversation, that it is not as polarized as we would like to hear that it is, left, right, up, down, big, small, tall, short. I think it is all of the places and spaces in between. And if we could provide a space in our society and spaces in our communities where we can have, conversations, and whether you hear it or not, conversations are being had. They're being had outside of our earshot oftentimes. That's what I believe community really means. Community really means not just my kind of community. It's the community of all of ours. We are all in community, and why not provide spaces and places where all of us can come together, and we can determine together what would be the best thing for us to do.
Well, good. Let's funnel those kinds of conversations through here so they can be exposed to more people.
That's exactly right. I'm willing to do that, Todd.
All right. I'll send you a text. We'll get to work on it, okay?
All righty.
Bishop Selders, nice to talk with you once again. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bishop John Selders off to enjoy his weekend and a little relaxation before facing the the work week and the COVID resistance again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.